For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
100 years of history, stretching from the days of slavery to the civil rights movement of today.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. If you're just tuning in for the first time, here's the deal. We're telling the stories of women from throughout history and around the world, who you may not know about but definitely should. Each month is themed, and in honor of Women's History Month, March is all about feminists, women who fought for gender equity. Today's feminist was a woman of many strengths. She was a teacher, musician, and community organizer who fought at the heart of America's labor and civil rights movements. Let's talk about Rosina Tucker. Rosina Bud Harvey was born in 1881 in Washington, D.C. She was one of nine children born to Henrietta and Lee Roy Harvey, two former slaves from Virginia who moved to D.C. after their emancipation. As an adult, Rosina fondly remembered childhood music lessons with her father. Thanks to his teaching, Rosina and her siblings entered school with an above-average musical bent. Rosina also already knew how to read and write. In 1899, Rosina married her first husband, James Corathers, a well-known preacher and poet. The couple lived in New York City and then Michigan. While James focused on preaching and writing, Rosina taught music and played organ for the church. James passed away in 1917. And Rosina then moved back to Washington, D.C. to work as a file clerk for the government. In 1918, Rosina married her second husband, Berthia J. Tucker, or B.J. Rosina's partnership with B.J. pushed her towards activism. B.J. was a Pullman porter, a man hired by the George Pullman Train Company to help passengers with their luggage. George Pullman was a major employer of black men, but he was so adamant about cutting costs and wages that his workers were often unable to pay rent. Before the 1920s, black men didn't have any unions. That meant the company was able to demand long work hours with hard labor. Some attempts to unionize in the early 20th century were unsuccessful, but eventually, workers in New York came together and formed the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters under the direction of A. Philip Randolph. When Randolph came to Washington, D.C. to expand the union, many porters were reluctant to join. B.J. joined the cause right away, with Rosina at his side, and her involvement expanded. When the union really caught on in D.C., women were actually often the ones driving the cause, while the men were away working. Rosina quickly became a union leader. When the union was first formed, it was dangerous for someone to even show interest. Rosina personally delivered secret messages and union literature in her handbag under the guise of making social visits. When Rosina's dealings with the union became public BJ was immediately fired. But his termination didn't last. Rosina marched to Union Station and argued with the company's regional director until her husband was rehired. Rosina then started working more publicly with the union. She created the Women's Economic Councils, which hosted parties and dinners and raised money for the union. The organization was a predecessor to the International Ladies Auxiliary to the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. Rosina also wanted to organize women workers, and eventually the Women's Economic Councils formed connections with unions of all races and genders. Rosina stayed close with A. Philip Randolph and the rest of the union for decades. She helped organize marches and boycotts even into her 80s, many of which led to major change, including the desegregation of the military. Rosina Tucker passed away in 1987. She was 105 years old. During her lifetime, Rosina saw many incredible historical events. She mourned at the funeral of Frederick Douglass and witnessed Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. She personally changed the course of history as one of the most influential labor and civil rights organizers of the 20th century. All month, we've been talking about feminists. We've covered feminists in every theme so far. What differentiates this month is that we're looking at women who were particularly important to the women's rights movement, the suffrage movement, and/or modern feminism and feminist theory. This month of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Fiverr, an online digital services marketplace, connecting businesses with women who are creating, designing, copywriting, programming, editing, and more. Fiverr's here to support the world's freelance community during these challenging and uncertain times, as businesses adapt in the face of the corona pandemic. Women are an integral part of Fiverr's platform, many having worked with some of the most influential brands in the world. Fiverr is here to support freelancers, entrepreneurs, and businesses at this time. Fiverr operates in over 160 countries and offers digital services across 300 categories. So there are clearly lots of opportunities to change how the world works with Fiverr in these unprecedented times. Head to fiverr.com to see how Fiverr might be able to support you or your business. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our new Encyclopedia Womanica newsletter. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Jenny M. Kaplan. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.